This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour here, live Saturday edition of the program. You're invited to join us. We've been talking about some of the interesting developments with North Korea, and just kind of to briefly recap, in case you have not heard, they're working towards ending the Korean War. At least that's what was said when the summit happened with South Korea and North Korea, the South Korean president, the so-called supreme leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, getting together and holding hands as they crossed the DMZ, crossing from one boundary into another, and you know, making history, as Kim Jong-un was the first North Korean dictator, or whatever you want to call him, to make such a move into South Korea since basically the Korean War began. I mean, essentially, so I think since 1960, which is a little after it began, but regardless, very, very historic stuff going on over there. They've shut down the propaganda loudspeakers that were blasting propaganda from both sides into the others, you know, from one side into the other side and vice versa. They, and now North Korea's, in the most recent announcement, is saying they're going to shut down a North Korean nuclear testing site. And that's going to happen this month, like within the next 2 weeks. And they're going to invite the U.S. and international media to come and witness that happen in advance of Kim Jong-un meeting with Donald Trump. And, of course, he's already met with Mike Pompeo. He also agreed to release the American prisoners that they've been holding on to. So they released three American prisoners just this last week. That happened. So some pretty unprecedented stuff has gone on. And it leads to questions about Kim Jong-un. Is he a reformer? Because he certainly, you know, was talking tough for a while there with the missile tests and all that. And, you know, the one-upsmanship, the sword rattling that was going on over the last several years that he's been in charge over there. And now all of a sudden, he's turning into a very reasonable-sounding diplomat.
Well, fairly reasonable-sounding. More reasonable.
By comparison.
Yeah, by comparison, certainly. It's just that one doesn't... I don't know that being known as a reformer is a particularly valuable thing to be known as in North Korea.
Indeed. Let's go back to Dan. He is in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Now, Dan, you actually told us you were involved in helping North Koreans escape from North Korea and smuggle them through China, because as you pointed out, if a North Korean is found in China, then China will generally just go ahead and send them back to North Korea, where they'll end up in a prison labor camp at best, if not being put to you know, directly to death. But how did you get involved in that?
I got involved with it through an individual that went there. I don't really want to say the organization, but it's an organization of people that you know, that have the common welfare of the North Koreans, and that's their main objective, is to try to do whatever they can to help them.
Were you living in China at the time when you were you know, you got into this, or did you get into this
in the U.S.? The only way that you can even get into China is with a visa, and if you're even granted a one-year visa, that's pretty miraculous. And then I know some people that have gotten two-year visas and stuff, but usually you're only going to get it for a year, and you're going to have to come back out usually for 6 to 8 months, and then you can reapply. And you always have to apply as a business, because that's the interest of the Chinese, is to have businesses come there. So it's, that part of it's kind of complicated, but when I was talking to you early about, from a cultural standpoint, you know, the Koreans don't see themselves as North Koreans and South Koreans. They see themselves as Koreans.
The Korean people.
And, the South Koreans love the North Koreans, believe it or not. They don't care for the government, but that, to them, that's their brothers and sisters.
Many of them literally are their brothers and sisters.
Yes, they really are. And the only way you can get them out is to take them through China and get them back into South Korea. Anybody comes from the north is going to be accepted as a, you know, as a political prisoner or whatever. So if you can get them to
South
Korea,
get there.
It's relative. Yeah.
So you were recruited to help with this while you were in the United States?
Yes.
And you flew out to China and settled in, you know, wherever area of China is nearby the border. I'm not sure what, you know, I'm not that familiar with the
topic. You can't. Yeah, you don't just like, oh, I'm going to go to the border there. No, you have to go in with a purpose. You have to go in with a reason. And, you know, there's all kinds of different types of tourists there. There's, you know, if you can present a legitimate business plan to the Chinese government, you'll mm-hmm. probably be granted a visa.
So you were there on the auspices of business. You had a cover story.
Yes.
And you were able to connect with this network. Now, I know that Liberty in North Korea is one of the public organizations. Obviously, there's the ones that are behind the scenes that are helping out and doing things. But for those people
you can register with the Chinese. You can register with the Chinese government for different things. Mm-hmm. There's an official church in China that's registered with the government, and there's all kinds of organizations, but if you want to get people out of North Korea, your chances of being registered as one of those types is going to be very slim. So you just have to go under the auspice of, you know, you go in as a business. I mean, China's a massive country, so it's very easy to go different things and to change your agenda while you're there.
Right.
And, you know, and even sometimes you'll have, even when we're driving, you can, you know, you might have, I'd say, three or four Westerners with one driver's license because, you know, we're referred to as the big nose. And we kind of all look alike to them, you know.
They all look alike.
That's right.
So tell me, so what was your role? I mean, were you a driver? Were you taking people, shuttling them from?
My particular group that I was with was once, because you can't, a person like me cannot be in certain areas of China.
Mm-hmm.
But once
stick out like a sore thumb or a big nose.
Yeah, you stick out. Oh, yeah, you really do. So, but if you're there and you're doing certain things and they, you know, they get them out, then there's a way to assimilate them as part of your group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of different ways to do some different things, but, and I, you know, from a curiosity standpoint, I'm sure, you know, for you guys, it's like, it doesn't even seem possible, but it's all part of what makes it work. And the point I was just trying to make is when you talk to these individuals, because we only see the political people, and that's a big thing, and the media covers it.
Sure.
There's a lot of other people that just get out and to hear their stories and to hear, you know, that there's basically two classes of people in North Korea. The ones that support, the ones that can live. I mean, you know, and I don't know, like, what his particular interests are. I'm sure they're self-serving regardless of what they are. And, you know, in our group, we truly believe that the Chinese are the ones that have caused the accident that happened at the very beginning on that mountain to cause this to come about. So
I'm not familiar. Which mountain?
The mountain. When you were talking about they're going to blow up all the tunnels and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, there was a major accident at that mountain about a month ago. It might have been 6 weeks ago where it started burning, and it's already started to collapse. And the radiation was going. It's actually right at the border with China, and that there's a reason it's at the border with China. But there was a so-called accident, and a lot of people in the organizations that we were affiliated feel that the Chinese have made it very clear to him that this is not going to continue any further. That the Chinese are very much behind a lot of the stuff that's going on.
Yeah, it's very interesting to watch this. Dan, if you ever have a story you want to tell us about helping people escape, I'd love to hear it in the future. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. These are people that are doing important work, and, you know, kudos.
The way he's talking about the North Korean people and how they're, you know, separate and distinct from their government and how he loved them and that sort of thing, that's how I feel about people from Massachusetts.
Toll free number here, 855-450 free like freedom, except we don't want those people to come into New Hampshire.
Oh, I do. I want the people from the massholes that want more freedom. They're welcome in New Hampshire.
Yeah, but some of them bring their pro-state ways with them. They just want to shred more freedom. They don't want to actually be free. More coming up here in moments. We want the people who actually understand liberty to move to New Hampshire, not just somebody who wants a little bit more freedom. Y'all can stay where you are. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want as we continue to hear your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Yesterday, I had my brand new Snake Plissken t-shirt on that I got from $6 Shirts. There's some really great shirts over at $6 Shirts. And when I say gigantic selection, that's not an exaggeration. They really have a tremendously large selection of shirts there, that many of which are quite funny and entertaining and, you know, pop culture related, video game related, sports related, politics related, all kinds of different categories. You're going to find something you love, most likely, over at $6shirts.com. That's the number $6shirts.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 10% off. And you can feel extra good because you're buying from people that actually care about freedom. And they do accept Bitcoin, by the way, over at $6shirts.com. Again, code FTL to save 10%. That's the number, $6shirts.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. We've been talking about Kim Jong-un, the what I would allege is a reformer, almost like a slow, plodding reformer who seems like he's trying to break through the the old ways of North Korea without getting himself killed and trying to change things. At least that's the direction that things seem to be going more openly now than before. Chung Sung Chang, senior analyst at the Sejong Institute in Seoul in South Korea, this is a story from the New York Times, says Kim Jong-un's at a crossroads. He could advance his nuclear weapons program further and face a deeper isolation and possible economic ruin. Or he could use it as a bargaining card to win normalized ties and a peace treaty with the United States and economic recovery. Unquote. If Mr. Kim pursues the route of economic reform, energy and transportation are the two areas where he most needs outside help. In his meeting with Mr. Moon, who's the South Korean president, Mr. Kim admitted to the, quote, embarrassing, unquote, condition of their roads and railways in the north. Trains running on electricity remain North Korea's main means of transport, carrying 90% of their cargo and 60% of their passenger traffic, according to Lee Byung-min, senior analyst at the South Korean government's Korea Transport Institute. But its rail systems are so decrepit that its fastest train, which runs to the Chinese border from Pyongyang, travels at 28 miles an hour.
Other trains, just on Amtrak train that was up at about 120 recently.
Other trains run at less than half of that speed.
Yeah, that's pretty slow.
So yeah, 28 miles an hour is their fast train.
You'd think with all that labor that they have that they could keep infrastructure, important infrastructure, like, I don't know, the trains that move 90% of their goods and people around the country. I mean, that's pretty important infrastructure, 90%. Who cares about roads at that point, 90%? All you're talking about is track here. Laying track. Trains don't just take a left turn and go off someplace. They have to be on the track. So all you have to do is have level track. They've got shovel. The Transcontinental Railroad in the United States was finished in 1856. Mm. You know, if I'm off by a few years, you guys will forgive me. It wasn't. There wasn't a lot of equipment that went into laying track.
Yeah,
it was basically
labor.
Yeah, basically the strong backs of immigrants.
Yeah.
The Irish coming over here.
Chinese.
Chinese. Yep. Lots of those folks doing lots of stuff, laying this track all over the place. But
there was also an economic incentive involved there, right?
Still an economic incentive.
Sure, but there's more individualized economic incentive. I mean, I'm not saying that the train situation in the U.S. wasn't rife with corruption and, you know, government favors and paybacks and all that stuff. But at the very least, there was some level of competition involved there. Whereas in North Korea, you don't have that. You just have the central ruling party that makes decisions, and central control has been an abject failure from top to bottom every time it's been tried. Let's go to Bob in North Carolina. You know, throwing a bunch of labor at something if you just don't have the right incentive still isn't going to solve the problem. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WSIC.
Howdy.
Hey, Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, they come up with this thing that they put out here a while back about all the congressmen and the senators and stuff, and they had a slush fund out of taxpayer money where
they
was paying people off whenever they got caught in the wrong or whatnot. How come that died out?
I remember hearing about that story.
Yeah, where it was like an official way to pay people off to keep them quiet. I remember that.
Yeah, and they was hiding it or something, and yeah. They wouldn't even publish who all it was that got caught up in all this.
Yeah, they're protecting each other.
The government's protecting its own. Hmm.
That, I'm going to tell you what, there'd be some big changes if the politicians up there in Congress and the Senate and everything, if they was on Medicare and drawing Social Security for their retirement, you'd see some big changes made.
Indeed.
Yeah, but there's two sets of rules, right? There's the set of rules for those people, and then there's the set of rules for the rest of us.
Well, there's a law on the books about they're not supposed to pass any laws that separates them from the general public also. And
well, obviously, if there is a law on the books like that, I don't know if I buy that there is. But even if there is, they're clearly ignoring it, and nobody's going to enforce it on them. It's like, how do you enforce the law on the people who write them?
Yeah, Charlie Rangel was found with evading taxes. Member of Congress. No one.
He's still there.
They sanctioned him.
There you go. You can't have a what? I mean, sanctions against a congressperson are way different than sanctions against like North Korea, right? Yeah. Where you can't eat with those sanctions.
Yeah, sanctions just saying you're bad.
It's a finger wagging.
You did something bad.
You know, I was up in Korea in 68 and 69 at Panmunjom where they had the peace talks. And there is a line of demarcation up there, and the troops and whatnot is back and forth across this all the time. The North Korean troops, American troops, the Iraq troops and stuff. You was talking about earlier said that Kim stepped across the line over into South Korea.
Yes, he did.
And the president of South Korea stepped over there. Well, they go back and forth a whole lot. And there has been a whole pile of people killed in the DMZ up there in Korea since the end of the war or the ceasefire or whatever.
Right.
And a lot of them was killed up there. That joint security area used to be Camp Kitty Hawk. And they changed the name to that captain that got killed up there when they was having that axe fight up there over cutting a tree.
Oh, yeah, the axe situation where some of the, the American soldiers got killed, correct?
Yeah, they changed the name of it to Camp Boniface. But,
Bob, I want to thank you for the history. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for weighing in tonight. The toll-free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's go to Vernon. He's in New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
How is it that President Trump, Donald Trump, has the authority to make these type of decisions directly with Kim Jong-un and not go through Congress? I've never really understood that. I thought for some reason Congress had to do the treaties. I don't even know if you all know the answer to that.
I think they ratify the treaties, but the treaties have to be presented, and the president has a great deal of latitude to negotiate the treaty, put it together, that kind of thing, and then a Congress should ratify it.
Vernon, if you had more, stand by. We can bring you back the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, the latest on North Korea and the changes that are afoot, some of them very, very positive sounding, you can take control of the airwaves with us. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live Saturday show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want to join us on the radio waves here. Take control of the airwaves. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. There's also our Discord on-air call-in line room. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You will find a bunch of different rooms in which you can chat with other listeners of Free Talk Live there 24/7, around the clock, before, during, and after the show. It's all there and free for you at freetalklive.com. Coming up, we've got, about a month now until ForkFest? ForkFest 2018, the second year of this decentralized camping event for libertarians in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at a place called Rogers Campground, which is an absolutely beautiful location. But, of course, the best part is being around people who are of like mind, people who are libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, people who care about freedom, all together on a campground for 5 days. It's going to be June 14th through the 18th. It actually happens right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is also another, you know, great liberty event. But they've got a lot more organization there with, like, organizers and boards of directors and things like that. ForkFest is completely unorganized. There's nobody who decides what to do except for you, the individual. You come there and you figure it out. Do you want to just kind of hang out and camp out with people? You can do that. That's easy. If you want to create some opportunities for other people to enjoy each other's company, like by throwing a party or putting together some other kind of an event, maybe a speaking gig or whatever, musical performance, whatever you want to put together, it's completely up to you.
And there are resources where you can connect with other people who are attending Fort Fest. There's the Fort Fest Telegram chat room. There's a Fort Fest chat room on our Discord server. There's a Fort Fest forum where people are plotting, like, whether or not they're going to be feeding each other. Like, are people going to be providing services for food there? That's something that's being discussed. And I believe Will Coley from the Call to Freedom is going to be running his food outlet there this year. So at the very least, there's going to be at least one, if not more than one person who's providing food this year. That didn't really happen last year. Last year, it was kind of a last-minute thing, which barely got promoted. This year, year number two, there's lots more promotion that's happening of Fork Fest. And nobody's in charge, so that means everybody's in charge. So you decide what happens. Go to forkfest.party. You can learn more about the event there. Again, it's June 14th through the 18th, so that's coming up fast. Go ahead and mark your calendars now and plan to be there and get connected with the Fork Fest community over at ForkFest. That's ForkFest with an F, F-O-R-K, forkfest.party. So we continue with Vernon. He's in New Orleans. Your comments on Kim Jong-un and the North Korean situation, Vernon. Go ahead.
Yes. One of my main concerns about I'm so glad that Trump and Kim Jong-un have set this meeting up, but I'm really concerned about him going in there and treating it like it's make a deal, and it's like a TV show, and he's going to go in there and say, you're fired, or, you know, something really crazy like that and start a war. And then it's also, like I was talking about earlier, it's just crazy that he'll be able to strike that deal without any sort of approval from Congress.
Well, I mean, Trump has taken this deal farther than Barack Obama or any other successor in the past. I've got to, you know, give him
successors
props.
Come after.
Predecessors. Yeah. Yeah. So, any of the predecessors. And so I'm going to give him props for that. And I think that he's probably going to be good enough.
Just for getting to the
to
table.
This.
Yeah. That's something.
Trump's a laughing stock, but don't buy everything.
So's Kim Jong-un. They got a lot in common. There's plenty of people who make fun of both of them.
As far as I'm concerned, these peacocks that are running around in Europe are just as laughable gang leaders as any of them.
They act like they know how to do governance,
but their people didn't even have the guts to pick up and leave a couple hundred years ago.
Yeah, but how many of their names do you know?
Macron.
Who's that?
That's the French one.
Macron?
Macron.
Gotcha. I saw his name this week for the first time. I didn't even know who he was. I saw somebody talking about Macron, and I didn't even know who that person was. But Kim Jong-un, you know, everybody knows that name. You got to give at least some credit for that. Maybe they'll compare memes with one another while they're at the meeting. Have a good old time.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a war.
You really think that they're going to strike some sort of a deal when Trump... I feel like Trump is just going to really want the credit for it, and I think that's really what we have going in our favor is his ego. Personally,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they will strike a deal because I think they've been told to strike a deal.
Vernon, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's in Kim Jong-un's best interest to strike this deal as far as if he actually does want prosperity for the North Korean people, because he cannot possibly believe that the same old methods are going to result in something new. He must have seen enough failure at this point, he's obviously willing to change his approach because it's drastically shifted in just the last 2 months. So it's very interesting watching this develop. There's a little bit more here from the New York Times about the deal or potential deal on the table between the South and the North Koreas. Lacking cash for oil imports, North Korea produces all its electricity from hydroelectric dams and coal-burning power plants. But the country's power industry is trapped in a vicious cycle, say energy experts. Chronic electricity shortages, communism, make it difficult to produce coal and transport it to power plants. People in search of firewood for heat and cooking have denuded their hills, causing floods and droughts and making silt pile up at dams. That cuts down on the hydroelectric generation. North Korea's electricity generation amounts to only 4.4% of South Korea's, according to Park Yun-jung, an analyst at the South Korea Development Bank. And just look at the satellite photo from nighttime with the Koreas, where there's basically no lights on, even in Pyongyang, and in South Korea it's just light everywhere.
Yeah, it wouldn't be difficult for South Korea to light up North Korea's grid, at this point. Basically, in exchange for some concessions. Now, obviously, once the grid's lit up, then everybody else is going to want some power, and it's going to keep growing and growing, and obviously at some point or another, somebody's going to have to pay for something. But there's lots of reasons why North Korea would want to get this deal going.
According to the story here, the country prioritizes supplying electricity to lighting statues of Mr. Kim's father and grandfather.
It's like the American flag. It's got to be lit all the time.
Who had ruled before him while passengers waited in hours for trains unable to move because of power shortages, according to defectors from the country. Lee Jong-hyun, an energy analyst in Seoul, says electricity is the Achilles heel for North Korea. Mr. Moon's proposal to modernize the North's roads and railways and link them to the South is not meant just to help North Korea. South Korean policymakers say that the two Koreas must first integrate their economies to make eventual reunification less chaotic. They also envision building trans-Korean railways to find faster and cheaper routes to export South Korean goods to China, Russia, and Europe, and bring Russian oil and gas into the South through pipelines for its power-hungry economy. But that is unlikely to happen until the North denuclearizes. In 2007, the two Koreas temporarily connected two short stretches of railway at the border, but further efforts to reconnect the two systems have been suspended amid rising tensions over the North's nuclear program. In 2004, South Korea opened a joint industrial park in the North Korean town of Kaesong and sent electricity to run it, but the park was then closed after the North's nuclear test in 2016. Now, with Mr. Kim reportedly willing to discuss denuclearization, there are renewed hopes in the South. Let's go to John. He's in Delaware, listening to WDOV. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to call into regards kind of like to what Vernon was just saying, the gentleman that just called previous to me, and how he's already starting in May say what Trump's getting ready to do with this Kim Jong-un deal before he even gets there. He's just like everybody else. Why don't he come up with his own opinion, Vernon? He comes up with the whole deal about how Trump just wants to take credit for it. How many newspaper articles did he read in the liberal media, and how many shows did he watch on the news and hear the same typical opinion? Come up with your own idea, man, first off. Second off, no one else was capable of even getting Kim Jong-un to the table in the first place. The guy's getting ready to do something big, and he gets absolutely no credit for it. Just like everything else and all his other policies. They go ignored in the media because the liberals can't stand the guy because he's finally starting to make change, and the country's starting to notice. I don't go either way, man. Conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican, it makes no difference to me. The guy's starting to make changes. People are starting to get some cash back in their pockets, and it's time to start giving the man a little credit.
Well, I give him credit where credit's due. I think that this is very positive development. I don't know about the cash back in their pockets, because I just saw a headline saying that the U.S. government collected more taxes than, like, ever. More coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. We got enough time for you. If you want to join us here, you can take control of the airwaves at 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm or Discord at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, we're going to jump into the Discord on-air call-in line coming up here in just a moment with you tonight, though. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, please amp the show over at amp.freetalklive.com. Really would appreciate your support. Only a very, very small portion of our listeners ever amp the show, and it makes a big difference for us. You know, we give you all the features on our website for free. You want to go and download archives back to 2006? Do it. You can have as many as you want. You want to watch the webcam? It's all there for you. It's there for you whenever we're live. You can even watch it later on via our YouTube channel. Or, again, watch us live on our Twitch feed, which is an HD quality at twitch.lrn.fm. So we give you all the features on Free Talk Live up front. And then we just kind of ask, if you support what we're doing, please get behind the show at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks. So, like, you get the special AMP access to the Discord chat, where there's special AMP-only chat rooms. You get that. You also get access to the AMP Only Facebook group if you're into Facebook. If you are on our forum, you get a special Free Talk Live badge because it's a larger forum than just Free Talk Live, so that identifies you as a Free Talk Live amplifier there. And there's other perks as well, like the AMP Only podcast and more. Go get all the details and get signed up for AMP with PayPal or credit card. Also, Bitcoin Core will accept that for AMP as well, over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's only $5 a month. That's the cost of a fancy cup of coffee. If you think we're worth that every single month, we sure would appreciate your help. It makes a big difference for us. ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with Gene, the Christian Anarchist. He's on the line on our Discord chat. Hello, Gene. Do we have Gene? Oh, Gene has his microphone muted. I should have noticed that before I went over there to him. Hopefully he'll be able to remedy that situation, and we'll get him on here shortly. There you are.
Now.
There we go.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I was going to say, all you listeners that like to listen, to, get on that AMP bandwagon.
Thanks.
It's not much money, and it's a good cause.
I appreciate it.
I've been happy to be an AMPer all these years. And besides, who else is going to let me call in like you guys do?
Well, I mean, we let anybody call in, so don't take that personal. But
you are one of our most consistent callers throughout the years.
And you're a good caller, too. You always have interesting things. And you've actually been to China, so you've got kind of international experience and lots of stories to tell.
Yeah, and I was going to talk about China.
I figured you might.
The other guy was talking about the smuggling of North Koreans, and I don't have, you know, all of my trips to China, I've never run into that, but mm-hmm. I know it happens. I've read a lot about it, and but it's getting, I wanted to mention, it's getting tougher. It's getting a lot harder to travel through China without proper documentation, because if you buy a train ticket, you buy a long-distance bus ticket, any kind of travel in China, you have to present your, if you're a Chinese citizen, you present your national ID card. If you're a foreigner like me, you got to present your passport in order to get those tickets. Now, I do have a third option because I'm an unusual foreigner in that I have a Chinese driver's license and I can actually rent the car and drive places in China. But most foreigners don't have that option.
So the U.S. driver's license is not respected over there?
Not allowed at all, any foreign driver's license. And that was quite a trip, too. I got my license about 4 years ago, maybe.
What was it like by comparison? I mean, the process of getting a license in the U.S. compared to in China?
In China, it's tougher, a lot tougher. Because
really?
Now, I didn't have to do the driving test because I already had a U.S. driver's license. So that part at least helps because you don't have to go out and actually drive a car. But I had to pass the written test. And the written
Did you have to take it in Chinese?
No. Fortunately, they have an English translation, but here's the rub.
Okay.
The English
You stinking foreigners come into the country and you don't even speak the language.
Yeah, but here's the rub. The English translation is so lousy. It's so awful. It took me five times to pass. And you've got to get like 92%, and there's 100 questions. Each question is 1%. So you've got to get 92 out of 100 correct in order to pass. I mean, this is a tough.
Right, and then the questions aren't worded perfectly, so it makes it, the car goes sideways, what go up, right? Like, I don't know.
Really, it took me five times to pass, and that's the main reason is because I had to actually learn what it was they wanted to say in those horrible translations. And after a while, I did finally get the hang of it because they'll say, you know, talk about emergency braking, and they're not talking about pulling up the emergency level. They're talking about how hard you step on the brake pedal. So it's just really funny stuff like that where you have to actually go through it a couple of times before you learn what they're trying to say.
Interesting.
And but their written test, the questions and stuff are pretty much based on American tests, and the same is true with their I'm also a pilot, for the listeners who don't know that, but you've got the FAA rules in this country, and they're actually transposed in China, so that their aircraft regulations and things come almost directly from the U.S. Even the same chapters and verses, we'll talk about the exact same.
So it's boilerplate is what you're saying.
Well, and pilots have to speak English around the world, right?
Really?
Well, English is the pretty much international language for air traffic control around the world. However, you go to places like China, it's all Chinese for the Chinese people. But the air traffic controllers do speak English for the foreign pilots. But, if you listen to air traffic control in China, you're going to hear mostly Chinese. You'll hear the foreign pilots speaking English, but it's mostly Chinese.
So, Gene, any thoughts on North Korea, that situation as it's developing?
I just love what's going on in North Korea. I mean, about 7-8 years ago, we went to the DMZ, and that's the only time I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a sobering, strange thought to be sitting on that DMZ, and right on the other side are the North Koreans, who basically are technically still at war. Well, they were then technically still at war with South Korea. Now,
that's
I
right.
guess technically the war is over.
Not yet. Not yet. They have not signed any kind of peace treaty or anything like that. So we're still waiting on that happening. But the initial steps have been taken. Gene, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you there. It sounded great on the Discord on-air call-in line room. You can join Discord. In fact, they were in there chatting in one of the voice chat rooms after the show last night. There were several people just talking with each other.
Having our own little radio show.
That happens. Let's go to Zach. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there, Zach.
Good evening. I just wanted to say how thankful I am that Donald Trump is president, and we would not be where we are right now with North Korea if Hillary Clinton was in office. And, you know, it was not that long ago that they were threatening to nuke Guam, and he used a textbook negotiating strategy, which is matching tone, and he became the crazy one in the conversation. His button worked, and now here we are, and potentially 25 million people could get freed from a lifetime of slavery and desperation. So thank you, Donald Trump.
You're thinking big. I mean, you're very optimistic, and I can appreciate the optimism. I don't know if ending the Korean War is going to lead to the Koreans in the North becoming more free to leave North Korea, but it would be nice if that could happen.
I am hoping that there's going to be a bunch of carpetbaggers who schlep themselves over there to take advantage of the opportunity to sell choco peas, rice, you know, and just there's going to be such a massive amount of building and development to be done that hopefully it will become a gleaming, glistening place you can see from space, like South Korea. And they won't be 4 inches shorter than they're supposed to be from malnutrition, next generation. Hopefully.
Yeah. Wow. Great point, Zach. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Does it really have to do more with Donald Trump or Dennis Rodman? Was he the real linchpin of all of this? For listeners who don't know, Dennis Rodman went over long before Mike Pompeo went over to North Korea. Dennis Rodman went over there and I would say probably built some bridges. You know, he palled around with Kim Jong-un. They hung out. They did a basketball exhibition where I believe Dennis and some of the others from the U.S. played along with the North Koreans in a sort of an exhibition game. And
like a Globetrotters kind of thing?
Yeah, that kind of thing. And I think that did something. I think that did something.
They should have brought the Globetrotters. There's no better show.
They are awesome, aren't they?
Yeah, it's an amazing show and well worth it and can be put on in any basketball court.
Yeah. Hey, we're out of time for tonight. Like I said, we're going to keep our eyes on this situation. I think it's one of the more interesting developments on the world stage at the moment. And we'll definitely keep doing that. Tomorrow night, you can join us between now and then online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com. We do this show live 7 nights a week. So if you weren't able to join us on the air tonight, don't worry. We'll be back tomorrow in 21 short hours. And we'll see you online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory, and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.